sometimes setting annual goals can only get you so far. If you don't have a sense of where you want your life to be in 10 years, there's no guarantee that the goals you're setting now are actually going to take you to the life that you're trying to create for yourself. Well, that's where the brand new Life Focus product comes in. This innovative, gamified life planning system is your 10-year GPS guiding you to the life that you want, not one decided for you, and not one that you just drifted into. Life Focus offers easy, fun, and effective planning with prompt card decks and a step-by-step guide. Also, you can join us for a live virtual event with Michael Hyatt on April 5th and April 6th for real-time guidance as you set the path for your next 10 years. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose, so make sure you pre-order right now for shipping in March 2024. Go to fullfocus.co/lifefocus. That's fullfocus.co/lifefocus right now to pre-order. Don't just dream. Plan your future with Life Focus.
Welcome to another episode of Focus on This, the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Courtney Baker, here with a very special guest, Annie Mayberry. Hey, Annie.
Hey, so excited to be here.
It is really fun to have you here with us today. What we're going to be talking about today is a question we get asked all the time when it comes to using the Full Focus system and project management, especially like company project management. And you are the absolute pro at this. Matter of fact, you are our corporate project manager here at Full Focus. So I can't think of anybody else better to help discuss this with everybody listening today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So just out of the gate, you know, again, I've said already, biggest question, how do I integrate the planner with my project management system? So I'd love to just give us like a hot take. How do we do that high level?
Yeah, well, actually, there was some discussion that came up in the Full Focus Planner community earlier this week that was really interesting, specifically around this, actually. And somebody used the comparison of basically, if you think of your project management system as the database, so Asana or whatever yeah. it is the database, the Full Focus Planner is kind of the computer monitor, if you will, that pulls up that information for you. So in my mind, like when I'm building my day, I am pulling from both places because a lot of the time, like when I'm assigning cross collaborative work, right, I may not know every single thing that is on somebody's plate. And so the planner is kind of the place where you can take for yourself what's been assigned to you, what tasks you know you have to do, and kind of compile them all into one on this computer screen, if you will. I'll have to look up who said that in the community because I thought it was a great analogy. So thank you for that.
I love that analogy. That's really interesting. Yeah, project management as the database, your Full Focus Planner, like the monitor. It is kind of what you're saying is the Full Focus Planner is like the user interface to all of that data. I think that's really interesting and probably a helpful analogy as we today talk about bridges, three bridges from your project management system to the Full Focus Planner. Annie, what is the first bridge?
Yes. So the first bridge is your list sweep. So here is where your project management system informs your weekly preview, right? So the project management system clarifies your upcoming obligations and reminds you of any open loops that may be out there. It also brings clarity to the question, what needs to be done? So as you're doing your weekly preview, you're comparing that with your project management system saying, how does this, what I have been assigned, inform what my weekly preview is going to look like, what I need to focus on this week? And so capturing these things in the planner, I think helps us to understand what's happening in the coming week, but to look beyond that. So I think something that the planner does so well that is not always easy to accomplish in a project management system or software is looking forward. So I'm a very detail-oriented person by nature. And so when I get in a sauna in the mornings, I'm like, okay, this is my list of things that I have to do. And I'm loving checking them off. But being that in the weeds does not always help me stay focused on my longer term goals. Yeah. And so I think that's where the planner in connection with your project management tool has to become so important. It keeps you like out of the weeds and looking at these higher level goals that otherwise you may lose sight of.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this list sweep is really helpful. Again, using your analogy, it's like you're looking at the database and saying, okay, what is coming up this week? What's coming up next week? Because even with project management, it's easy to just start doing the work on the day it's due. Yeah. And sometimes that works out okay. But sometimes you realize, oh gosh, there is no way that I can complete this project on time. I needed to start this a week ago. And that's really this list sweep moment in your weekly preview is going to help pull you up and actually look at the work that's coming ahead.
Totally agree.
All right, let's jump to bridge number two. What is that bridge, Annie?
That is your weekly big three. So in our list sweep, we have discovered what needs to be done. Then we can answer the question, what should I focus on this week specifically? So you use this question to set your weekly big three. And in your weekly big three, it then in turn informs the deadlines that you set for your tasks in the coming week and what you need to communicate to your team. So as you're setting these weekly big three, you may realize me setting this for my weekly big three has effects on the rest of the team downstream. And someone that is waiting on something from me, if I know that I'm going to be working on this week, I can give them a heads up, say this will be coming to you, that kind of thing. So in other words, your priorities will impact what others can expect from you in the week. And I think it's just so important to have that oversight to be able to communicate it to the rest of the team.
I think this is a really helpful connection that I don't think people always realize that after that list sweep, without doing that list sweep, if you set your weekly big three without it, you're kind of going in blind without any of that data. You haven't looked in the database to see. Maybe, and there may be a lot of like low leverage tasks that you just got to get done. Maybe a lot of design projects, you know, you've got emails to design, yada, yada. But without knowing what's coming, it's almost setting yourself up for failure to go in setting a weekly big three without that visibility. And so, yeah, I think this is a really great bridge and so helpful, that reminder of, hey, our daily big three, especially when we're setting them on the professional side, but also really the personal side too, we've got to communicate those things because it impacts other people's work. Annie, what is the third bridge?
That is, of course, your daily big three. So they should advance your weekly big three. These daily big three should advance the weekly big three that you have already set. But sometimes there are smaller tasks, of course, that come up that don't rise to the full level of a weekly big three, but they do have ramifications for other teams. So maybe you need to just kind of, in the same example that you were using, Courtney, you need to review a design for a team member or write a small series of ads, right? That's contributing to your weekly big three of finishing this ad series, right? But this one ad is what I'm working on today. So it's really breaking down those weekly big three into smaller, more bite-sized daily tasks. And project management systems are excellent with that. They're capturing not only these detailed level tasks that you have to do, but also anything that is cross-collaborative, right? So I have personally had the problem sometimes of like setting my daily big three as just way too lofty. And I'm like, I come in the morning and I'm like, I can do 47 things that are all falling under this big, and it's just unrealistic. And so I think sometimes I have to have the discipline in myself of being like, no, I have four meetings today, maybe meetings is one of my daily big three, today, you know? And so I think that reviewing the tasks that are assigned to you while keeping your weekly big three in mind is really a great way to decide on obviously what becomes your daily big three.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is really key. And part of what I do as part of my workday shutdown when I'm setting my daily big three for the next day is really taking those two sources of information, those two data points together to, along with my calendar, that's the other place we mess up is yep. We have these lofty goals. I can get 47 things done while I'm in 8 hours of meetings. Like, no, it's like humanly impossible unless you're right. Going to be on the meeting also working, which is also a recipe for really irritating all of your coworkers.
Yes, all of your coworkers. Also, thank you for using the same exaggeration number that I did, 47. That's the one yes. That I use all the time for some reason. Mm-hmm. Do you have one that you... Like I have, that's my go-to. I don't know why. It's 47 always.
No, I am much more extravagant than you. I'm normally like 7 billion tasks, you know. I go really large with my, but 47 feels actually, I feel like there are some people with task lists that have 47.
That's what I'm saying. It's not so much of an exaggeration maybe.
Exactly. Annie, I think this has been so helpful today. I think intuitively, if you've used the planner for a long time, you're like, oh, I kind of intuitively know those bridges, but maybe haven't had it shared so explicitly. It's really helpful. I want to close today with you sharing your favorite planner hack or tip. Like, what's your go-to? Because I imagine it's probably a really good one.
Well, that's kind. I think I would kind of relate it to, honestly, the discussion that we've had today, how to sort of bridge the two. Look for ways in your project management tool to denote your daily and your weekly big three. Uh-huh. So whether that is in sections on whatever list you're using, or if it's a tag, whatever way that you can quickly and easily take it at a glance and say, this is in my weekly big three, this is in my daily big three, go after those. And that really, really helps you set priorities throughout the day. So what I do in Asana is I actually use tags. So because Asana on your My Tasks list allows you to toggle on the column that is tags, it helps you to see quickly at a glance, this task is tagged with my daily big three or my weekly big three. And I know that I need to prioritize it for today. So that's what works for me. So, but find whatever works for you.
I love that. That's a great, another bridge. You know, from the opposite way of helping you see the full focus system in use over in your project management tool.
Hey, Marissa, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
What are you doing with your life?
Okay, whoa. Very intense question. What do you
it's
mean?
It's a quick question. It's a quick question. Just what do you do with your life? Do you know where you're going? Do you know what you're doing? Do you know who you are?
Well, okay, yeah. Actually, I didn't a couple of months ago, but I actually do now.
Oh, why didn't you have anything beforehand?
Well, because I, first of all, didn't even know I needed to have any kind of a plan. And I frankly didn't know where to start. And I don't know, I've heard people talk about life planning and they always said that you had to write your eulogy, which felt very dark and grim and I don't know, Victorian. So I said no. So yeah, I was just not interested previously.
But now you do have one. Now you have a plan. Now you actually know who you are. Congratulations. Why
yeah,
is that?
Thank you. Yes, I do. And it's all thanks to actually our brand new product called Life Focus, which is a very fun, gamified life planning system that we've created to actually help you create a 10-year plan for your life. You can kind of think of it as a 10-year GPS, which is amazing.
Yeah, I love how it's just focused on the 10 years versus a lot of life planning focuses on like your legacy or 50 years, 80 years from now. And I'm like, sometimes I don't even know what I want for lunch, let alone 50 years from now, right? So the simple fact that we could think about 10 years out is very tangible to me.
Well, and what I love too is that Life Focus is super easy, it's fun, and it's really effective. Anybody can do it. We've actually created an entire kit that has multiple card decks where you go through and you're able to select your personal mission, your values, and then go through all of your 9 life domains and figure out what you want in each of those. So it's kind of like a fill in the blank, paint by numbers style of life planning. We've taken all the guesswork out, and we're actually going to be hosting, Ken, our live event that's coming up in April, which is going to be amazing. My dad, Michael Hyatt, is going to be the one teaching, and we can't wait.
That is going to be fantastic. And the best part is that you get to enjoy our 30-day money-back guarantee if you're like, you know what? I'm not sure if this is the right thing for me, but I guarantee you that most of you are going to do it. And when you put that work into it, you're going to love it and realize, wow, I now have a mission for my life. I now know who I am, and I now have clear goals 10 years out on what I want to do. This product is going to be revolutionary for your life.
Absolutely. Well, we would love to have you join us at Life Focus Live this April. And if not, we also have a course and you can get the kit just by itself. So go to fullfocus.co/lifefocus for more info.
Hey guys, we have a brand new segment that we are going to be talking to some of our Full Focus Planner certified pros, because we have so many amazing people that use the planner and teach and coach using the planner. And so as part of this series, we're going to be talking to some of these pros and just learning from them, you know, who they are, what advice do they have for us, and how it's impacted their lives. So today, I have a very special pro with us. Andrea, say hi to everybody.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So I am Andrea Libros, and I help women create a life and a business they love, not another to-do list. So I really work. Yeah. I really work with driven, ambitious women, kind of like the Full Focus Planner types, who want to create something that's sustainable, like sustainable success, I call it, both at work and at home. So this works, your theories all work well with mine. And these women really feel like they wear a lot of hats and things are complicated. They will say to me, my life is chaotic. And they crave that simplicity, but yet they're ambitious. So they kind of believe that they can do anything. Anything's possible. Anything's doable. And they also want to have some fun. So I like to say they want to make things simple, doable, and fun. If that's you, you're a good match.
I feel like you just described me. I'm like, Andrea, we should hang out more often. This is right up my alley. I actually say all the time, the reason I turned out the way that I did is because my father believed I could be president at any time. Like 1,000 he's like, he's just waiting for me to be like, I'm gonna become the president. Like, yeah. And he would be like, okay, let's do it, you know? So I love that. I think there's probably lots of people listening to this show right now that also resonate with that. So tell us a little bit about your planner journey. Like, when did you discover it? What was it like when you started using the planner?
Yeah. So I would say, I was thinking about this last night. The journey was, I was a Palm Pilot girl way back in the day. I'm dating myself, right? Palm Pilot. And then I started to use iCal more and more. I'm a Mac user. And when I had kids, then we had all different colored calendars. And my husband had a calendar. And we had all these iCal calendars talking to each other. Then I started using the Panda Planner, which was kind of my – it's a segue into Full Focus. And then about 3 years ago, when my business had grown to a place where I had a full coaching client roster and I had 2 teenagers and 2 dogs – and 1 husband, and I also was kind of caring for my parents, I needed something that looked at both life and business together. I like to say it's all wrapped up in a ball of yarn. You can't separate them. Mm-hmm. So that was how I landed upon the Full Focus Planner.
Well, I think that's a testament. 3 years later, you're still using the Full Focus Planner. And not only that, you're a pro user. And speaking of being a pro user, one thing that I love to find out from our pros is what's your favorite hack or your favorite tip or even that thing in the planner that you feel like gets overlooked a lot, but like mm-hmm. you know the power of it. Like give mm-hmm. us a little yeah. taste of you know what you would recommend.
So I just walked I coach one-on-one, but I also coach on in groups, and I literally just ran my first, I call it a masterclass for Full Focus Planner. So I've been working with about 16 women over the past month, taking them through this process. So this was really helpful for me to see what stuck with them. So here I have three quick tips. Number one is I really think of the planner as a system to help us make decisions. So a lot of what I do in coaching is help people make decisions. And I think the planner really is that tool that gives you that systematic look at things. So it's kind of a decision maker. Second, I think that those daily pages, if you can look at them as more of a container, like anything that's on a daily page is part of your daily container for that day. Anything else that comes along, it's not going to fit in there, or you don't want it to fit in. You don't want to throw it in the container. So yeah. it kind of gives you parameters for your day, which helps you make decisions, actually. It helps you, gives you the confidence to say, no, I can't do that. And I think a lot of women have a difficult time saying, no, I don't want to do that, or I can't do that, or it doesn't fit in. But if you can kind of blame the planner, it's like blaming your mom. Then
yes. yes.
All right. Yeah. And then I think the third thing is it really has helped my clients upgrade their thinking. So I think I'm a big believer that you need systems and mindset. So yeah. if you can use the planner along with doing what I call thought work, that is really where people kind of up level who they want to be and start to make decisions from the future person that they want to be, not the person of today. So it really gives you that opportunity to upgrade your thinking and aim higher. So kind of going back to that impossible thing, sometimes I say there's a river, it's called the river of misery. And on one side is the land of impossible. And on the other side is the land of inevitable. And there's a little bridge that goes over it. And at the top of the bridge is the land of possible. So you got to kind of like walk mm-hmm. over the bridge from mm-hmm. impossible, possible to inevitable. And that's really, as you do that, you're kind of upgrading your thinking. And as you need to make yeah. decisions along the way, having a system can help you do that.
So that's amazing. I think there are some really good, that was like chocked full of really great advice.
I only have a few minutes. I might as well tell you my top three tips, right?
That is amazing. I would be amiss if I didn't also ask you, just like on a very personal level.
Sorry, Courtney. I think you meant to say remiss, right? I just want to
What did
catch
I say?
You. Amiss.
Amiss. Yeah. Well, it would be amiss.
It would be amiss. How about it would be amiss?
Oh, that's fair. There you go. I'm sorry. I can leave this all in. That's fine. I'm sorry, everybody.
While we're here, I would just on a very personal level love to talk to you a little bit of how the planner has impacted your life. I think obviously there's that story of like, how did you get here? And like, what was the pain of like, you know, that you were trying to mm-hmm. solve with mm-hmm. this tool? And then what has that actually meant in your life over the course of 3 years?
So what it's helped me do is, sounds so cliche, but focus, right? So I mm-hmm. use a lot of software. I use a lot of digital tools. And I really use those to help me kind of compile lists of things or processes or collaborate with other people. And I can do that all day long, but none of those things are really telling me what to do, so to speak. And they're not helping me access the thinking I need to determine kind of, okay, where am I going to start? When am I going to start? So the planner helps kind of in three ways. It's helped me really figure out what are my priorities. And I think the mm-hmm. goal section helps me most with that. It helps me plan how I'm going to reach them. So I think all of the quarterly preview, even those rolling quarters can be helpful. Even the rolling quarters, that kind of helps me really mm-hmm. plan out what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. And then I think when you get down to the nitty gritty on weekly and daily pages, that helps me schedule. So no other, like I use Trello a lot, for example, like that's not helping me necessarily figure out what time during the day I'm going to prepare for the podcast. It needs to tell me mm-hmm. I need to do it today, but it's not taking into account mm-hmm. everything else that's going on in my life, like kid wise or personal wise. Right. Yeah. So the planner kind of helps me connect the dots and figure out how to fit in. I don't want to say fit in, but like, what do I want to put in my container for today? It's not really right. a fit in thing. It's like, let's decide. Like, I have power mm-hmm. over this. Let's figure it yeah. out. So, and nothing else can really do that. So I guess it really, it's given me a strategic pause. It gives me yeah. that time to strategically pause and evaluate. And no software is going to do that. And doing it on your own is kind of hard too.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it helps you be intentional. I mean, what do you think that has, like, what's the outcomes that has produced?
Yeah. I mean, just from a business perspective, my business has really grown. It's, you know, I've got plenty of clients and plenty of work that I love doing. On a personal level, I think it's made me a lot more intentional with time I spend with my kids. My kids are older teens, actually. One's 21. So sadly true, but planning it out, like when are we yeah. doing? What are we doing? And time is mm-hmm. fleeting. So that helps there. And relationship wise too, it kind of really made me assess, like, what are my marital goals? Like, what am I doing? So yeah. how do I yeah. make that a priority? It is a priority, but how do I keep it top of mind?
What would you say had, you know, if you had to go back 3 years and you had
yeah,
just kind of gone your own way without, you know, those mm-hmm. tools, you know, mm-hmm. what do you think that outcome would have been?
I don't think I would definitely wouldn't be where I am business-wise right now. And I would not have had the opportunity to really have that like 30,000 foot view. I would be very much caught in the day and in the moment. And probably I would have missed a lot of life that was kind of passing me by because it wouldn't have given me the opportunity to reflect. Like those self-care questions, sometimes I'm like, but I do them. And it really, especially yep. the relationship one or the friendship. What does it say? Friendship?
Relationship.
Okay. Yeah. You know, like, okay, who am I connecting with this week besides the people that live in my four walls?
Actually, we're both wrong. I think it says connect.
Connect. Okay.
Isn't that sad? Because I have a feeling you and I, yes, connect. You and I have done a lot of weekly previews and both of us are like,
I know,
relationships, like, I don't know. Friendships.
Right. But that kind of is also, it's like a testament. Like everybody can use the planner in the same way, but also in a slightly different way. So in my head, yes. that stands for like, who am I connecting or who am I seeing this week or who am I making an effort to connect with?
Yeah.
I don't even care what the word is, but that's where that goes.
Yeah. That's amazing.
So, yeah.
So if you're out there and you've been using the planner for a while, or maybe you haven't even started and you're thinking, hey, I actually could use some extra accountability, or maybe there are some tools within the planner that you've never onboarded, like the Ideal Week or Rituals, our Full Focus Planner Certified Pros are amazing and they're there to help you with things like that. So if you're interested in working with a pro like Andrea, you can go to our directory, which is fullfocus.co/directory, and search for any of our certified pros. So you can search for Andrea by name. Just make sure that you click in that directory and click earners. We'll also, for Andrea, we'll put her direct link in our show notes. So if you're interested in reaching out to her. And then Andrea, you're also pretty active in our Full Focus Planner community on Facebook, and so they can reach out to you there as well, right?
Yes. Feel free to reach out to me there or message me on Facebook.
And I do want to say, when it comes to working with someone, I know it kind of feels like, hey, it's a planner. Shouldn't I just like intuitively know how to use it? And I think the thing is, this is a system. This is way more than the planner that you go buy at Target and you write a date at the top. This is really a system to be intentional about doing the best, the right type of work, actually moving to the person that you want to become. And so this is really just the tool that can get you there. And so having a coach help you get there faster is just going to accelerate your results. So don't think that, hey, it's a planner, I don't need help. If you want to get somewhere, if there's something that you're trying to achieve or just trying to end some of the chaos, working with a pro will help you get there faster. So really encourage you to just reach out, take the first step. Don't be afraid. I know a lot of these certified pros and they are amazing. Thanks everybody for joining us on Focus on This. This is the most productive podcast on the internet, so share it with your friends and don't forget to join us over on the Full Focus Planner community. We will be back next week with another great episode. And Annie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Until next week, stay focused.
Sometimes setting annual goals can only get you so far. If you don't have a sense of where you want your life to be in 10 years, there's no guarantee that the goals you're setting now are actually going to take you to the life that you're trying to create for yourself. Well, that's where the brand new Life Focus product comes in. This innovative, gamified life planning system is your 10-year GPS guiding you to the life that you want. Not one decided for you, and not one that you just drifted into. LifeFocus offers easy, fun, and effective planning with prompt card decks and a step-by-step guide. Also, you can join us for a live virtual event with Michael Hyatt on April 5th and April 6th for real-time guidance as you set the path for your next 10 years. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose, so make sure you pre-order right now for shipping in March 2024. Go to fullfocus.co/lifefocus. That's fullfocus.co/lifefocus right now to pre-order. Don't just dream. Plan your future with Life Focus.